City Hall says recent storms like Hurricanes Irma and Matthew have exposed Jacksonville's vulnerability, highlighting the need for protecting critical infrastructure like roads and hospitals, as well as sensitive natural resources like the St. Johns River. The first step is conducting a resiliency analysis. The goal is to identify up to 50 critical pieces of infrastructure and natural resources to evaluate for the effects of projected sea level rise. Public Works Director John Pappas says that's a big first step towards making Jacksonville a more resilient city.
The risk is there, and we're trying to better identify it so that we can properly manage for it.
He expects the study to be done by next summer. Then the city will start exploring policy changes, possibly around development, and considering projects like physically raising roads or buildings, encouraging vulnerable people to relocate, preserving natural resources, and building seawalls or living shorelines out of natural materials to stabilize and protect the coasts. Pappas says Mayor Lenny Curry set funding aside in his proposed budget to hire a consultant to help with the process.
So we will be selecting a consultant as soon as the funding gets in place.
The city plans to hold several public meetings to vet any proposals that come out of the process. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.